Hey friends, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm glad you're with me today. I just enjoying the journey through the book of Romans as we every day, 365 days a year, take you a little deeper into the Word. The last couple of podcasts, we've dealt with timing of the book of Romans, location, purpose behind the book of Romans. And I told you when we quit yesterday, I didn't know if we'd do another day of that or not. We're going to, because as I stopped yesterday, I thought, you know, if I were going to go any further, there's a little bit more I'd want to say, particularly about this tension that is in the book of Romans that is something that is worth us discussing, because there are racial tensions particularly in America today. And I think that we have a tendency to believe that these racial tensions are new. I don't think we're naive. I think we know we've had racial tension forever, but I think that we think it's some sort of attack from the devil, or, you know, some sort of backlash about one group being misaligned or misunderstood. And I won't discount those options. I just want to point out, using history as our example, that these are not new issues. There was a tension that is very obvious early on in the book of Romans. In fact, the relationship between the Jew and the Gentile is a major issue of the book of Romans. And there were apparently some pretty serious racial tensions in that church. And they appear really to go both ways. That's being fair. The Jews saw themselves as superior to the Gentiles, and they tended to treat Gentiles with contempt. And this in turn incited Gentiles to persecute them. And this was a major threat to the church's testimony, their unity, their effectiveness. And as we mentioned yesterday, Paul's support, it was a threat to the support financially for the Apostle Paul. And that was very important if he was going to do the things he wanted to do, most notably visit Western Europe. So Paul not only writes against the Jewish Christians' insistence on strictly observing the law, but he also writes against this arrogance that the Gentiles were showing and the indifference that they have towards a Jewish minority. And most of the race issues in the world, not just in the book of Romans, but even over into today, are almost always sourced when one race or party or religion or people or social group considers themselves superior to another and they treat them with contempt. Because that always incites the other group. I was going to say the minority. It's not always the minority. It always incites the other group to persecute the other side. So you have one side feels superior and treats with contempt. You have another side feels put upon, and so they persecute. I'm not trying to put all of what we see happening in America into that box, but if we're honest, there is a little bit of that give and take that happens in any battle between races or social classes. It's definitely what we see happening in the book of Romans. So I think when we get into the latter portion, we're going to hit the 9th, 10th, 11th chapter here in a little while. And when we get there, you're going to see a detailed discussion of the uniqueness and the specialness of the Jewish people. This is concerned not with making an excuse for Judaism, but with the issue of continuity in God's salvation plan and how faithful he is to his promise. And that discussion was relevant to not just a Jew, but also to a Gentile, because that discussion concerns the question of God's faithfulness to his promises. Think about it. Where we are, we're in the 4th chapter. Chapters 1 through 8 really are not so much concerned with the experience of salvation as with the character and the deeds of God, who's the source of salvation. And then the 9th, 10th, and 11th chapters are not really concerned with Paul's patriotic sentiments about Judaism, but with the character and deeds of God who elected Jews. So we have to look at it from a little bit different angle. If you need to go back and sort of rerun those last couple of sentences, I don't blame you. It's a difficult thing to explain, and it's why we take our time on this program and don't try to accomplish this through one fell swoop, so to speak. It's also important to note that when this letter was written, at sometime probably in the 50s AD, it was at a time when anti-Semitism was extremely rife in the Roman Empire. The Jews were kicked out of Rome by Emperor Claudius in about AD 49. According to the historian Suetonius, it was by disturbances at the instigation of Christus. We don't know for sure that Christus, he spelled it with an E instead of Christus with an I. We don't know for sure that this is who we think it is, but most likely these Roman Jews had been agitated and disorderly over proclaiming Jesus as Christ, and it makes the emperor take action. So by the time Paul writes Romans, probably again early AD 57 or so, the Jews have come back to Rome, but they are now the minority, and it's really likely that the Gentile, we don't deal with Germans for a while, Gentile Roman Christians probably look down on those returning Jews with a lot of contempt. And so there's a tension, without a doubt, that is there. One quick thing as I close today. In both Galatians and Romans, Paul makes it pretty clear, and I think this is a great way to get out of today and into tomorrow. He makes it really clear that circumcision and conforming to the law are not a part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So those who preach circumcision and conformance to the law are perverting the true gospel. He says it very boldly in Galatians, but he's definitely saying it here in Romans. And a person gains salvation not by trying to uphold the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul gives that as an equal requirement, equal and open to all people, both Jews and Greeks, or as we like to say, both Jews and Gentiles. That segues great into verse 9, because he's going to get back into his justification about with or without circumcision argument. And we'll follow him into that argument on tomorrow's Deeper Daily Podcast. If you want more information on the podcast or our ministry, visit us at www.paulwhiteministries.com. All kinds of free material there. We'd love to have you come and join or take a look. There's nothing to join. Just take a look. If the Lord does put it on your heart to be a partner with us, we appreciate whatever you can and do give. Either way, I hope to see you again tomorrow. God bless.